So what is it that you're looking for in a designer, and what is it that you want? I think these are questions that are quite overlooked sometimes, because straight away people assume that they need a designer because they have a job for them, and that this is what they would like and that's the product. But it's like with anything, it's a case of being a little bit more descriptive and actually breaking that down into smaller points, so it's not just a case of saying I'd like a new logo or a poster or some form of marketing material, whether it's a website or it could be anything. But beyond that, it's important that you sit down and have this conversation with the designer, or at least think about these elements before you go and meet them. And they're quite straightforward in some ways, but if anyone has a bit of a hiccup and you skip a bit or you miss a little bit out, it might take a bit more time. And it's not a case of every designer will pick up on these and ask you these questions. If the perfect designer should, it's more a case of it's a process that includes these elements. And at first, the process would include telling the designer a bit about, or the design agency or company even, a bit about what is it that you want about your business, and specifically what it is that you're targeting, who it is you're targeting, and what services you're using to target those people, and what the media format is, poster, website. And from there, the conversation's already began flowing. But most people think that's that, that's okay. But I think the next stage is to be quite aware of the types of designers you've got out there. So you've got, and particularly with web design, there's probably more questions. I'm sort of speaking superficially just from a design point of view. So it's probably more applying to the artwork and posters is, would you like artwork? There's distinct designers or design styles and types that you can ask from a designer. It's very basic. I want this text to say this, and it for to be text based, and for the text to be like images, which is typography. And if you choose against that and you're going for a minimalist approach, or you'd still want text to be the body of it, but you want something else, but that to come from the designer, then it's the artwork from the designer, some illustration element or some creative aspect that the designer has to then spend time on. And this could influence on the price of the overall project as well. Now, at that point, I think you will get the gist of whether you want artwork or it's just text based, or for it to be a typographical, visually kind of a well done piece. It might be that you want an image, but it's not as straightforward as going, I would like this image on there. Who's providing the image? And is it of the right quality? Who's taken the picture? If not the designer and not you, this is another cost that could be incurred. And I mean, these are the smallest things that people tend to forget. And it's quite important just to go through these and have these highlighted. But if you haven't got an image and you're asking for artwork, then it can be a little bit more tricky. But even if you've got an image, it's tricky because you still haven't come up with a colour scheme. So if the designer doesn't ask you, then it's a case of for you to look at your logo and branding, or what you feel and think might be the case. But it's quite clear that you set about saying, I have an idea of what I want, or here are and some of the things that we've mentioned so far, but this is a basic structure, and from here you can do anything. Design agency, Mr. and Mrs. Designer, this is what you're able to do. Have freedom or be restrictive. It's really important that you kind of set out these guidelines so you know that you're expecting anything or something close to what you're saying if you're being quite restrictive. And I guess the only other thing to really emphasize in the design process is the time constraints. But with all those other elements, your time constraints and pricing structure will be laid out in front of you. And this is the basics of what you'd be needing to ask any design company, agency, or freelance designer. It's really quite straightforward. And I hope that anyone looking for design could tick those boxes, and it helps you through that process, really. Oh, and one final thing is just make sure that you know that once you've got the artwork, there might be changes to be made. So include that into your time as well.